American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. This is Armed American Radio's weekday Daily Defense. I'm your host, Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast all over the internet. We're live streaming on Facebook and YouTube until we get some better platforms out there, right? Hopefully in the near future, but you'll also be able to see some of these videos up on Rumble as well. We haven't been doing a lot of taping over the last few days for a lot of different reasons, but that will begin anew in earnest beginning January 1. We've just been doing a lot of testing. All of this, by the way, is being presented to you by X Insurance, a far superior product than to anything you have or think you have that's out there. We'll talk about it later. Here's something that I just realized. Today, because I am traveling to Florida, I've got a couple business meetings that will lead into some fun stuff for all of you as listeners next year. This will be my last live Armed American Radio Daily Defense broadcast. Andy Hoosier will be sitting in the seat for me tomorrow. Thursday and Friday, we will be running some best ofs. And then we kick off a new year on Sunday, January 3rd. It's upon us. So this is also the last time that this will be the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. That will be changing next week, or that I will say it anyway. It is the GunBroker.com studios. That's not changing. But suffice to say, there are some changes coming. And it's going to be a huge year. And a big thanks to you and a shout out to every one of you who have supported the program. Lots to talk about today. And we're going to do it because it's my last live guest with me hosting the show today in 2020. I couldn't think of anybody better than the one and only Neil McCabe, longtime Armed American Radio contributor, my man in Washington, D.C. for many, many years. You know him as a fellow of the Gold Institute. He's also Tennessee Daily Star, right? Tennessee Star.
The Star News Network.
And the Star News Network. Thanks for pushing me along there. And, of course, that was Neil, by the way. He's got his mic turned on. So if I make a mistake, he can jump right in because he can do that because he's Neil. And in addition to that, you've seen him on One American News as the Washington, D.C. correspondent. You watched him at the White House, Capitol Hill. He's the man about town. He knows it all. And we're going to wrap the year up with Neil. We're going to do a year in review. Neil, before I get started, I'm going to say hello to you, and then I'm going to take you to a subject that is angering me and many Georgians and many millions of Americans across the country. How are you? Let's start there.
Fantastic.
And getting better every day, I hope?
Yes, pumped and jacked.
Would you like to go get some ribs?
I just want to say before you jump into it, Mark, that I want to congratulate everyone listening for what I call responsible Armed American Radio listenership. And that's important for all of us to listen responsibly.
Listen responsibly. That's interesting. You know what? That actually makes a lot of sense. I want to explore that with you in a few minutes. First, Stacey Abrams, back in the news. This woman is a metastasizing cancer in the state of Georgia, and she's back in the news today because of her sister. Neil, are you familiar with what's happening there?
I do know that she made a guest appearance on Meghan Markle and Harry Wales podcast, but you go ahead, please.
Well, it turns out that Stacey Abrams has a sister. Now, I was unaware of this, and I live here in the state of Georgia. I'm broadcasting the show from the ATL.
Okay.
Her sister is a judge who was appointed by former President Barack Obama. And her sister heard the following case. I'm going to bring this to you from a Fox News report. A Georgia judge who is the sister of Democratic politician Stacey Abrams refused to recuse herself from a crucial election case, instead ruling against the purge of 4,000 voters from state rolls before Senate runoffs. U.S. District Judge Leslie Abrams Gardner's ruling comes after two counties voted to remove a tranche of voters' names from their rosters after two separate complaints alleged that publicly available voter registration data matched unverified change of address records by the U.S. Postal Service. The complaints in Muskegee and Ben Hill counties here in Georgia, however, failed to prove that the voters had actually given up Georgia residences, according to reports by Politico. Mark Elias, a Democrat Party attorney whose group Democracy Forward filed the lawsuit challenging the purges, called Gardner's decision a blow to GOP voter suppression. Now, what happened here today is astonishing for a number of different reasons. But nonetheless, when she was asked to recuse herself because of her sister's involvement in this very issue, she said the court reviewed it and found no reason to recuse itself. None. If, let me just say this, Neil. If it stinks like a stinky, stinking fish, it's usually a stinky, stinking fish. Can you take the blinders off across the country, please, and see what's going on here? Neil, help me with this, please.
There is nothing. There is nothing that is off. There is nothing that is off the field, that is out of order, that is considered too far, too extreme, if it furthers the end of removing Donald Trump from the White House. And we've seen the Supreme Court, we've seen federal judges, we've seen elected officials act in bizarre ways, contrary to facts, contrary to the law, contrary to Supreme Court precedent, but nothing matters. Somebody or a group of people, they've just all decided that Trump has to go. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't, it's unreal to me as I see case by case by case. And there are citizen journalists who are digging into this. There are activists. There are journalists. There are political scientists. There are people, there are mathematicians. There are computer experts, and everybody from all different walks of life is looking at their state or other states, and they're digging up all these anomalies and all these illegal activities and everything. And when they present it, they're just told, dismissed. This will not be heard. We will not hear your evidence. And so, you know, Stacey Abrams, you know better than I do. I believe, has she conceded the governorship of Georgia yet? I know that was an ongoing issue.
Let me answer the question. No. And I personally believe she thinks delusionally that she's the president of Georgia.
Okay.
This woman marches around this state as if she's got some semblance of authority. And Neil, go ahead. And then go ahead, please. No, go ahead.
Stacey Abrams has been on the cover of Time magazine. She got at least $2 million from George Soros.
Most losing candidates for governor's runs across the country make it on Time magazine. Most get millions of dollars when they lose campaigns.
She is behind the just corrupt registrations of voters in the state of Georgia. And she has fought cleaning up the voter rolls relentlessly. And again, you'll know this better than I do because you're a local. Didn't the Secretary of State, when everybody was wondering, why is the Secretary of State of Georgia acting so bizarrely? It turns out he signed some kind of consent decree with Stacey Abrams' organization that basically gives her control of voter registration in the state. What is this about, Mark?
I don't have an answer for you on that. We've heard these rumors swirling around. We hear this swirling around the state. Here's what we do know. That this stinky garbage that we're talking about right now has been going on here since prior to Stacey Abrams losing the election. She set the state up for this before the election tally was completed. We knew this was happening. We knew this was something for 2016. We knew this was coming. Stacey Abrams, before the counting was done in the state of Georgia, had declared voter disenfranchisement across the state. She was down by 100,000 votes at that time. She wound up losing the election in the state of Georgia by about 57,000 votes. That's about as many or more people than will fit in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Not by 10,000 votes, 57,000 votes, Neil. Yet she refused to concede to this day and claims that she should be the Democrat, or she should be the governor, the Democrat governor of the state of Georgia. In the meantime, these shenanigans begin And all of a sudden, about the same time, you begin hearing the mainstream press talk about how Georgia's in play. Let me remind listeners, and let me remind you, Neil, the Georgia State House is controlled, the House, by 25 majority, Republican majority in the Georgia State House. The Senate chamber is one senator away from a veto-proof majority. And whether you like him or not, we have a Republican governor. They're going to redistrict after this session in summertime in July. And when they do, you'll never see a Democrat in control of the state house in this for at least another 20 years. This is a red state. Something's rotten in Denmark. We'll be back with Neil McCabe right after this. Don't go away. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed, GunBroker.com. If you can't find it in your shops, and you more than likely cannot, you can find it at GunBroker.com. Over 1.5 million auctions going on at GunBroker.com every single day. I've purchased from GunBroker now more than I ever have before. In the last few months, obviously, because like you, I can't find it on my store shelves. And guess what? I know a guy. I actually endorse a gun shop down the road in the ATL, and I still can't get what I'm looking for. We're all in the same boat. And as a result of that, GunBroker.com has got your back. Go check out the auctions. And I'm going to warn you right now, if you find it, it's there, and you're looking for it, buy it. Don't wait a day. It ain't getting any cheaper. It's that simple. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed. Crossbreed. Oh, did you hear that? Big change is coming, and I know I'm going to make mistakes on January 3rd. GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. I had a, and all this being brought to you, by the way, by X Insurance, xinsurance.com. Check them out. Get a free quote there. Kind of grow up, really seriously. If you're a business owner, homeowner, you need X Insurance. Not gimmicky stuff anymore. You gotta be grown up and get what covers you, because your freedom is what is everything that matters. Your businesses and nothing else matters without your freedom. X has you covered. Neil, let me just go right back to you, Neil. I'm getting emails, and I'm getting text messages, and I'm getting comments on the live stream board here about Georgia and about the people are angry, Neil. They're angry, and they want to ask you, they want you to talk a little bit more about the shenanigans going on here, what it means for the country, number one, and then about the 6th of January. Lots of rumblings about stuff going on. And then I got an email about your commentary on the Sunday night program that was, boy, I'll tell you, not out of the ordinary, maybe for a private conversation, but definitely on air. You were very candid. People want to know what you think. So let's go ahead and wrap up Georgia. This is very serious business because the Senate's in play, brother.
Right. And so, you know, everyone now agrees that the 1960 election was stolen by Jack Kennedy over Richard Nixon.
Right.
And basically, people around Nixon tried to fight it. There were U.S. attorneys involved. There were grand juries. People would be surprised how deep the investigation went into how the Kennedy campaign basically stole it in Illinois and Texas. But in the end, Nixon did not go forward with a full-blown challenge because he felt it would damage the country that was in the middle of a Cold War with a non-democratic Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone understood that 60 was stolen. And so for the next 60 years, basically, our presidential elections have been pretty straightforward. You know, there were shenanigans a little bit in Florida in 2000, obviously. There were things in 2004. People talk about 2004 in Ohio. But in the main, most people listening have never known a presidential, like a full-on presidential rigged election like 1960 or, say, in 1876. And so, you know, I guess what's going to happen is that everybody's just going to roll, and you know, what happens in Georgia, you know, people will just sort of let it happen. And then eventually, you know, people will go after it's all said and done. They'll clean it up so that it'll never happen again. The problem in Georgia is that you have a Senate runoff with two senators up. And as far as I can tell, the election, you know, the system is just as rigged now as it was then, and maybe even more so. Like, if I understand it correctly, there's like 100,000 new registered voters in Georgia since the presidential election.
I've seen 800. I've seen 800,000.
Okay.
So I'm not even sure what that number is, Neil. I don't know that we can ever trust the results here again.
There are boxes left all over the state where people can drop off their ballots. Where did they come from? Who's ever, like, it's crazy that if you think that just, what, 4 years ago, right, the ballot was sacred. Like, there was no, like, you voted, you put it in the box, like, you filled it out, you put it in the box, or you mailed it in with an absentee ballot, and there was signatures, or you handed it to the town clerk, or you mailed it in, and there was in double envelopes and everything else. People can't even check signatures anymore. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what happens on January 5th with the two runoffs, because typically after a stolen election, people just sort of calm down and they say, OK, you got us on that one. And now we're going to fix it. But there's no time to fix it because the Senate is in play.
Yeah, you know. There's a couple things I question because I'm very simple. It's really easy for me. Simply look at what's happening, use your head, and don't be an idiot. It's easy to see the truth when it's right in front of your face. And let me put it this way. When Stacey Abrams comes out and says, "Oh, we are just thrilled. We can't wait for the election. Thank you. 1.3 million absentee ballots have already been requested." Why is she so happy about that? How come she's not thinking, "Oh God, satellite radio moment word. I hope we're not going to lose this, man. There's already been 1.3 million absentee ballots. We know how many vets there are here in the state. We know, oh, I'm really worried about that." Why isn't she concerned about that? She knows something we don't know, Neil?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, they basically, you know, we now call it ballot harvesting or ballot collecting or ballot chasing. But, you know, it's, you know, it used to be that the political machines would send buses to the hotels, buses to the senior citizen housing facilities, sent, you know, to the different neighborhoods. They would load up the buses with all of their voters and they would make sure that their people made it to the polls. Well, now it's so much simpler. Now the machines just send people door to door and fill out the ballots for them and then collect them. And so, you know, and then you start off at, you know, imagine you start off at the 10th floor of some housing development and then you just knock on every door until you get to the lobby and then you go to another one. And this is how it's done. And so, you know, it's like it's not like the old days. And it's a system that I guess is fine with the Republicans. I mean, we saw it happening in 2018 when California did the full on no limit ballot harvesting. And they were able to take, you know, like 7 or 8 House seats from the Republicans. And the Republicans just sort of watched. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. Guess it's OK because it's Trump. They're going to get away with it.
All right. We're going to talk about Mitch McConnell coming up in the next segment. Guys, I don't want to I could spend the rest of the hour and another 3 on that boil, Stacey Abrams. But I'm not, because we've got to move on. And I want to talk with Neil McCabe about Mitch McConnell. Shenanigans being played today in D.C. Is Mitch McConnell compromised? I gave you my assessment of it a couple days ago. I'm going to give it to you again when we come back, because I think it's a great starting point to get some answers from the great Neil McCabe, Armed American Radio's longtime Washington, D.C. correspondent. Now you know why. We'll be back with Neil right after this. Don't go away.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
You are indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The GunBroker.com studios here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Every bit of it powered to you by X Insurance. Real insurance. XInsurance.com. I keep telling you, grow up, get real, and I mean it. There's a lot at stake here in America, and I want you to have the best coverage you can possibly have in every aspect of your life, particularly now. Perilous times we're living in. Let me answer a couple questions before I go back to Neil. I've had a couple emails and some text messages and emails. What am I wearing here? If you're watching on camera, the PRG is Pink Ribbon Girls. My wife is a cancer survivor, so when I can't find my two-way hat, which I couldn't find in the studio, I'll be honest with you, this one went on. And what is this? This is Kennesaw State University, which is where my daughter is going to be going to college in the fall. So that answers that. All right. Neil McCabe, welcome back. I guess asking if Mitch McConnell is compromised is kind of like asking if the surface of the sun is hot. He's a swamp rat like the rest of them. Here's my take on why McConnell is playing games today with the bill, the COVID bill. And it stems from the fact that he is a part of the swamp. And I go back to you. There's the party of Washington and the party of not Washington. Mitch is the party of Washington. I don't care that he has an R by his name. He's one of the many politicians that are the party of Washington. And the party of Washington now believes Trump out, Biden, party of Washington, in, party of Washington back in, me, party of Washington, needs to go back to the party of Washington. I played with Trump. I played games with him. You know, I humored him for 4 years. He's out. Now it's back to the same old crap. So I ask you, is Mitch McConnell compromised? What do you think about my assessment?
Well, he's not compromised because he is a member of the party of Washington. He is what he is. There's nobody... Nobody has anything on McConnell. McConnell is not doing anything against his conscience or against his principles. He's doing exactly what he believes in. He's, you know, so it's a different twist on what you're saying, but he is of the party of Washington. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to his credit, McConnell's pretty good on some things. McConnell with the Supreme Court justices, right. Certainly. He plays very good defense. He has no idea how to play offense. I would never expect McConnell to move something or advance the agenda forward. But he's, you know, when he's called upon to block something, he's there. But, you know, these senators, you know, when you've been in, you know, Washington for 20 or 30 years, presidents come and go. And he's already looking forward to the next administration. It's, you know, to him, Trump is in the rearview window. And, you know, he used Trump in 2018 to save his majority. And again in 2020, perhaps to save his majority. Certainly the Republican senators did much better. The Senate candidates did much better with Trump on the ticket than they expected. You know, we'll see how it plays out. I would also point out that, you know, Cornyn, who's the assistant majority leader, is no great shakes. I would point out that the Senate Republican whip, John Thune, is no great shakes. In fact, John Thune, you know, he has 12 deputy whips. I think six of them voted against building the wall on the Mexican border. And one of his deputy whips, Mitt Romney, actually voted to oust the president in the impeachment scandal. And so, you know, what are you going to do? Mitt Romney did not lose his job as a deputy whip when he voted to remove the president of the United States, who is a Republican. And a deputy whip is supposed to be the guy rounding up votes for the president's agenda. And so I don't know. Is one day are we going to punish them? I mean, there's a part of me that says, hey, if both Republicans lose the Georgia Senate runoff, you know, and the Republicans lose the majority, you know, maybe the best thing is to just have a complete wipeout of the Republican Party and start from scratch, because, you know, these are the guys they promised me concealed carry 12 years ago. Where's my
You were a guest on this program when you yourself were predicting on this very program years ago when McConnell was going to move the bill that, believe you know, for all intents and purposes, came out of the Ryan House for national reciprocity. Well, I mean, it was McConnell that never moved it.
And it was Cornyn. Cornyn was the guy. They call it a hotline inside the Senate. It's called a hotline. And basically, you can do things by unanimous consent or UC in the Senate. And so a hotline is when a senator calls all 100 senators and basically gets their approval to do something by unanimous consent. And what Cornyn did, this wasn't McConnell, it was Cornyn from Texas, who just got reelected. Cornyn got unanimous consent to strip concealed carry from his bill to expand background checks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you, Republican Party.
Well, now, see, this leads to my next question. This is what Trump is saying when he tweets to McConnell. He's basically screaming at McConnell to grow a pair. And he's saying, have you not learned anything? Learn how to stand up to these evil, hateful Democrats who play vicious pool in Washington, and the Republicans capitulate. Every single time. Yes. Mitch McConnell appears to be capitulating now because he wants to play games with what he believes will be an incoming Biden administration instead of standing up for Trump like Trump is asking him to do and grow a pair. What do we have to do here?
I'll remind you, Mark, that when the Electoral College tallies were submitted to Congress 4 years ago, every single state tally that went for Trump was challenged by a Democratic congressman.
Right, right.
Every single one. And less than 5 months after the inauguration, Trump had a special prosecutor on his tail and to investigate him colluding with the Russians by July. So that was in May of 2017. By July, August of 2017, the Mueller team had resolved that there was no collusion by the Russians. But for another year and a half, those guys were at it, causing trouble. And it's like the Republicans could have stopped it. The Republicans on the Republicans controlled the Senate Intel Committee. They did nothing. They knew it was all BS. They did not. They in fact, they kept the game going. And so what are you going to do?
Well, I'll tell you, our founding documents tell us what we can do about it. OK. And listen. There is a large and growing contingent of American people who have had enough. With both of this, with this garbage, 45 years in Congress, we're sick and my entire adult lifetime, I've been watching Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of these clowns in Washington as if they are, in fact, Washington. You know, for my niece and nephew's entire lives, these are the only people they've ever seen in positions of authority in Washington. There's a problem with that. And there's a growing vocal majority of people that are saying, you know what, we need to wipe this out. We need to start fresh, Neil. People are fed up with this.
And, you know, that anger, you know, people sent Trump.
It's palpable. That's why Trump is there.
They sent Trump to Washington because he's a jerk, because he's nasty.
Correct.
And they've watched him get rolled. And, you know, frankly, you know, the Supreme Court is no great shakes either, because when the Supreme Court refused to even hear the suit brought by Texas and 15, 16, 18 other states, it was when it refused to, when it said, when the Supreme Court said that Texas and those other states had no standing, it was overturning a 9-0 Supreme Court decision.
That is correct, Neil.
That's an insane precedent to overturn.
You're absolutely correct about that. When we come back, we're going to go to January 6th. I'm seeing some questions. You guys are right. What are we going to do about it? Sit and talk about it? We'll talk with Neil McCabe about that. One more segment left. Unbelievable. Don't go away. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show indeed. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. And I am drinking iced Defender Coffee in the studio today. And I did some fun stuff with it. I put some caramel in it. Some sugar-free caramel stuff. And some Neil has been on the phone with me before, like when I have pulled up to various places and ordered coffee and laughed at me because of my coffee orders, he, my dad, and others. But this is just pretty much straight up. But I did do some, Greg would say, I did some girly stuff to the coffee. But, I mean, that's okay. What
swirl?
Can I say?
Maybe a swirl, Mark?
No swirl in
it. Is
that
a half cap? Or, you know.
I had whipped cream. See, this is the kind of stuff I had to listen to. While I was at the window, he would be saying these things, and the people inside were laughing at me. So, anyway. It's a funny thing to do. I say this. Yeah, Greg's laughing in the studio as well. Here's the deal. Defender Coffee, the promo code is AAR, and take 15% off all your orders. They send you the bags of coffee out there in the Defender Coffee Club. You don't pay for shipping. And very quickly, let me just mention, because this is the last time I will do this in 2020, ledslingerswhiskey.com. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR. You guys are killing it there. I talk to MyPillow every single week. Car Arms. This is the last day I will call this the Car Arms microphone. There will be a new intro to the show next week. Incredible stuff. Gunbroker.com Studios. It will remain so. Always Gunbroker.com Studios. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. North American Arms, Sadie Sweat. We're thinking about you. She's recovering from COVID and doing much, much better. That's why she couldn't make it to the program last week. She said, I sound really sick. But if you want me, I can do it. I said, no, stay home. Recover. Recuperate. Okay. Of course, DefenderCoffee.com, North American Arms, I just mentioned, and Front Sight. Lots of stuff getting ready to happen with Armed American Radio and Front Sight. So please visit all of our sponsors. Visit FrontSight.com/Mark and get the free. That's all you have to do is get the free class. All you have to do. And you help support Armed American Radio. It's that simple. Doesn't cost you a penny. Neil McCabe. Let's wrap up the party of Washington, Washington, D.C. Obviously, they're all in it. We need to clean house. And, you know, if you read the Declaration of Independence today, they'll call you an extremist. You know, about telling us what we need to do to clean up our government of the people, for the people, by the people sometimes, Neil. I think that's a pretty bad place to be in America, don't you?
Well, there was a former governor of New Jersey, Tom Keene, who once spoke to the Republican convention. I believe it was 88, but it could have been 84. And he reminded the listeners that this country was founded by religious zealots and gun nuts. Yep.
Religious zealots and gun nuts, huh? The deplorables. Are we the ones, or are we the bitter clingers, Obama called us? Is that what he was referring to?
Yeah, you wonder if the founding consensus is absolutely dead and buried by now, because there's so little that we share and agree to. I feel like the left sort of broke up with us or divorced us, and we're just sort of catching up. It's sort of like when you're the one who's been dumped, the person who dumps you has been preparing for the dump for a while. And then you're just sort of playing catch up. And that's right. That's where, you know, people who support gun rights and other parts of the conservative agenda, that's sort of where we're at. We're like, what's going on? Why is this okay? Why are they tearing down statues again? Why is that city on fire? I walk around Washington, D.C., all around the neighborhood around the White House, and everything's boarded up, and there's all this foul, crazy graffiti. And, you know, the Veterans Administration building is right across the street from Lafayette Park, which is right across the street from the White House. Mm-hmm. And somebody went and broke every single window on the first floor. What did the Veterans Administration do that to deserve that? I don't know, because they also broke the windows at the Export-Import Bank.
Right.
And who really, like, we don't like the Export-Import Bank, but I don't think they deserve to have their windows broken. Like, I don't know how they're somehow, you know, it's like it's unmitigated bedlam, mayhem, disaster, chaos still in our streets. And if you complain about it, you're the freak.
All right, let's go. Let's take that. Let's segue there to January 6th. I'm seeing questions and emails, even some text messages, and I'm seeing some in the comments section. January 6th. A lot of talk about January 6th. A lot of talk about potential violence on January 6th. I'm not going to shy away from that. That concerns me. I have said many times over the years that there is violence coming to this country. I don't know how it's going to manifest itself, but I will tell you this. I don't see in today's environment where we have a 24-hour news cycle that is so despicable, so far left, so agenda-driven, and so socialist and communist and Marxist masquerading as former Democrats, with satellite radio people like Jim Acosta, who said today in an interview that he will not treat Biden the way he treated Trump. I ask that you follow my Twitter on this, at AAR Mark. Please do, even though that place is a cesspool. Please go over there and check it out. I think you'll enjoy what I had to say about that. But nonetheless, when you have a 24/7 cycle news like this that is so divisive and doing so much damage to the psyche of the country, I don't see that fixing itself. It's not just going to all of a sudden fix itself. It's done. Combine that with social media. These individuals are intentionally censoring. Let me tell you something, listeners. AWR Hawkins, my good friend, Neil, you know AWR very well.
Of course.
Breitbart News, longtime contributor to this program. Yesterday, he put a column out, armed victim thwarts carjacking or something to that effect. When I went to retweet it at 4:30 this morning, because I'm up early doing this stuff, I was warned by Twitter that the headline didn't tell the whole story and I should probably read the article before I retweeted it. I mean, this is where we're at. All he did was talk about an armed victim thwarting an attempted carjacking. And Twitter is telling me, you should, you know, don't just look at the headline, dude. You might want to read it. Now, if that goofball Jack was in here, I'd have grabbed him by his beard, okay? Who do these people think they are? And when you combine all of this together, Neil, I don't see a way out. When you have Washington and McConnell playing games and the Republican Party doing exactly what Donald Trump has been warning them about, not growing a pair, I don't know how we get out of this.
But I think that the big mistake that the Republican leadership made is that they thought that Trump was somehow an anomaly and that Trump was some kind of carnival barker who basically tricked people like the Pied Piper into believing his rhetoric, when actually Trump was the only guy who was listening to the people. And that's why he beat like 18 other people for the Republican nomination. And all of those guys had the chance to say what Trump was saying, but they absolutely refused because they didn't want to offend the establishment. They didn't want to offend the Chamber of Commerce. They didn't want to offend the mainstream media. And this is where we're at.
This is where we're at. Now, you're going to be with me on January 3rd for the first show of the new year.
Correct.
I'm going to open up that program, ladies and gentlemen, reading you a part of the Declaration of Independence. Do not go into 2021 thinking it's going to be any better than 2020. It's not. In fact, it's more than likely going to get far worse before it gets better, and you'd better be prepared for that. Don't be one of those, oh, thank God that dumpster fire is over. Sure, I'm looking for it. No, you're not. No, you're not. And I hate to be a pessimist there because I'm usually the eternal optimist. Freedom will always prevail. There's a fight coming for freedom in this country. And we're going to be here to witness it firsthand, however that manifests itself. Neil McCabe, God bless you for everything that you do. This is my last live show until Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio in 2021.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.